New Jersey Democratic U.S. Senator Cory Booker has played a pivotal role in helping to craft a sweeping bipartisan prison reform bill that the Senate is taking up this week. Or more precisely, the Senate is set to take it up in the next hour. WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports that some Democrats from our region still aren't on board with the effort.
The sweeping criminal justice reform bill has been stalled for years because of opposition from some GOP senators, including former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. But the core bipartisan group of supporters kept at it and solidified a broad enough coalition to get the bill on the floor. It's aimed at curbing the nation's high recidivism rate through providing educational opportunities, counseling, and drug rehab to prisoners. But in order to win over Republican support, the group scrapped a plan to end mandatory minimum prison sentences. Senator Booker says he wishes it went further, but he says it's still significant.
And it's going to make a real difference for families and individuals all across this country. Disproportionately low-income people is going to help disproportionately the most marginalized who don't get a fair shot in this criminal justice system.
But that isn't good enough for some Democrats who are questioning why the party would pass this now instead of waiting until they take control of the House in January. North Jersey Democrat Donald Payne is still reviewing the bill, but he understands the calls to hold off.
That makes a bit of sense. I mean, we'll be able to craft it more to our liking, in the majority.
Payne says the whole time this bill was negotiated, Republicans controlled both chambers of Congress. So over time, his party has given concessions that they may not have to give away in the new year.
And that flips in January. We're the majority, so, the compromise will have to come from the other side. So.
But Senator Booker says the time to act is now, because he's seen the effort derailed before. And he says if they wait until next year, it may never see the light of day. And he says the reforms in the legislation will help slow the mass incarceration epidemic that's plaguing communities like Philadelphia and his hometown of Newark.
And as a guy, as the only senator that lives in black and brown inner city, this is going to disproportionately affect those communities that have been churned into a system that lacked heart and has lacked judgment and proportionality, and it's going to give more of that back to the system.
Philadelphia Democrat Brendan Boyle says he understands the urge by some in his party to wait, but he says that could backfire because the incoming Senate will include more Republicans.
That is tempting, but also dangerous.
Still, Boyle is reviewing the new draft of the legislation that only just came out in the Senate, and he says he's going to go over it with a fine-tooth comb.
Because if there's ever an issue where the devil's in the details, it is criminal justice so-called reform. One person's definition of reform is very different than another's.
But Senator Booker has been working on the effort for 5 years now, and he's trying to corral Democrats to get on board.
But this is historic. It's the first time in generations, and instead of going in the wrong direction on criminal justice bills, we actually have stopped, turned around, and taken a step in the right direction. So
Booker's exploring a presidential bid in 2020, and he's been showing up in early primary and caucus states. And a key part of his national prominence has been his work on criminal justice issues, so the bill is extra important to him. Just getting the bill on the Senate floor is a major accomplishment, but he's now working feverishly to get it passed with just 2 weeks left in Congress. While riding the subway under the Capitol back to his office after working the bill with his colleagues on the Senate floor, Booker remained his perpetually optimistic self.
I'm going to keep fighting until we get across the goal line before I celebrate, but this is obviously very hopeful.
For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.